This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And an opportunity to check in with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, get an update on our local COVID-19 situation. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
So we haven't talked for a while. Give us kind of a review of the past week and what the case levels are looking like.
We are at a very low level of cases. Yesterday, we had just a single case. And since the midweek is the time we tend to have the highest number of cases, that's truly remarkable. We still do have people in the hospital, still a dozen or so people in the hospital, some who are quite sick from COVID, some who are recovering from COVID, and some who have COVID as an incidental finding.
What about the age range for most of these cases?
So most of the cases are average age, young people, old people. The people who get hospitalized, though, tend to be older.
And what about deaths in the past week?
Well, we've had three deaths in the last week, and so when we see a spike, we'll see deaths days, weeks, and even months later.
So how do we compare to the state right now? I know the state cases were back up last week.
So the state cases are back up. We're starting to see this BA2 variant, which has been prominent in Europe, prominent on the East Coast, now starting to come to Oregon. We don't have any of it here yet in Douglas County, but we're starting to see some in Portland, and I believe that's behind the slight increase in cases.
Well, and for the cases to go up, we've got 2 months here where they've been going the other way. Are you concerned that this might spike back up a bit?
Well, I think we're going to see a small spike either at the end of April or beginning of May as the BA2 comes through. The BA2 is incredibly good at picking off vulnerable people. And as we know, the vaccine works great, but it doesn't work perfectly. And so it is going to pick off the vulnerable people.
What about the new things being learned about COVID-19, about this virus?
Well, we learn more every day. I think the news that came out this week suggested that ivermectin, which is one of the things that we'd hoped might work to help, really probably does not help. The other thing that we learned is that the sotrovimab, which is the injectable antibody treatment, also does not work with the BA2 variant. However, that there are new drugs that do work. So, for example, the Paxlovid seems to be about 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations and death.
What about locally for the Douglas Public Health Network with this shift? Has that resulted in a change in staff duties or the number of staff?
So as we move down on the number of cases, our case investigators and contact tracers are now doing other kinds of things in public health. You know, we've gone 2 years where we've been largely focused on COVID, and now we're starting to work on our other programs, such as tobacco prevention, prescription drug overdose, and other programs.
What about the flu? That came up the other day in a conversation. Is there a concern that we're going to see more flu with less COVID?
Yes. So as people gather more, as people maybe go to work when they're sick, we are going to start to see a spread of the flu, and we are starting to see some increased number of flu cases. These flu cases are throughout the state, but actually mostly concentrated in Southern Oregon. And so flu is an issue. We've had a few hospitalizations from flu, but thankfully no deaths.
So what do you think going forward here about what we're going to have over the next couple months?
So over the next couple months, I expect that we're going to have a small peak in the end of April or beginning of May from the BA2. If there are no new nasty variants, then I think we're going to have a pretty quiet summer. However, this is an incredibly wily virus and has so much opportunity for mutation. And just as the Omicron was pretty much unexpected, we could have another unexpected variant. But for right now, we're predicting a little peak in April or May and then a pretty quiet summer.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, anything else COVID-19 related you wanted to share?
Just that it is still around, so that if you do get sick with COVID, there are these very effective oral antiviral medications. They're available here in the county. So if you do get sick with COVID and are at high risk, talk to your doctor about getting one of these oral antiviral medications.
All right, Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:36, the Morning Conversation, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.